Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Mara. Welcome to You Are Okay with Blog Talk Radio. It's a pleasure to be here this morning with you, and it's good to know that there are some of you out there listening. Let's get to the business of it first, please. I just got an email that says that it is a value to have people check the little stars. So if you like the program, go into comments and check the stars and let the powers that be know that this is worth the airtime that we have. Thank you so much for doing that. And if you don't do that, we're going to leave it in the hands of the Divine One. So all will be well, and all will be well, and all manner of things will be well. If you'll recall, I believe it was on Sunday, I talked with you about the fact that there was a Georgian chant that says, and all will be well. Maybe I talked to somebody who called me on the phone about it, because I do both on the phone. But let's say that now. It's a Georgian chant that goes back thousands of years. Well, my math is wrong. I think it's only about to 1500. But if we can go to that, please. And what we will do is, let me close my AOL account so it doesn't keep blinging at us. What we will do is say, and all will be well. It's an amazing chant because whenever you find your mind cluttered with the things that you really don't have control over, the what-ifs, the should-haves, the could-bes, I shouldn't have done this, they shouldn't have done this, all the things of the past and all the things related to other people that you want to build expectancies on, when you find yourself cluttered with what should be or what has been, at that point, when you try this Georgian chant, saying it three times, it cleanses the mind. Now, there may be other chants out there that work for all of you, but for me, this one works. So when you find yourself moving in to a pattern of your mind obsessing about things over which you have absolutely no control. If you made a mistake, forgive yourself and move on. If you were perfect in that moment, continue to be perfect in this one. What may come tomorrow will come tomorrow in good time, and you will be better prepared for it if you are rested and focused. And what Jack or Joe or Mary or Jill are doing over here, you know what? Each soul gets to walk its own path. You would ease the burdens on yourself immensely by simply lifting the sense of obligation to say something to someone else to forewarn them more than one time and accepting responsibility when they don't listen to you. All of those things are things you can set aside, and this chant helps you do that. It's very simple, and all will be well. And all will be well. And all manner of things will be well. Wow. Three times. And all will be well. And all will be well. And all manner of things will be well. And all will be well. And all will be well. And all manner of things will be well. The thing is, it's true. No matter what it was that you may have done or someone else may have done to you, it doesn't matter. You have survived to this point. And this is what you have now. The eternal now. I do have to tell you, I was a little bit surprised when I heard that you chanted that chant three times. And in the typical human ego, I thought, geez, even back in 1500, they knew that three was the magical, mystical, spiritual number. I'm laughing at myself, I hope you know. Three times. Three times. Beautiful, beautiful number. So today we're coming together and we're going to continue our meditation series. I've brought it down to 2 days a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I will until it concludes do it on Tuesdays and Thursdays, unless I get an overwhelming demand to do it every day. I've also continued the half-hour format, although being a business person as well as hopefully a spiritual person, not hopefully knowingly a spiritual person, I look at the numbers. And so for the first time, I went and I did a little survey, and I saw that there were more people coming in here with 15 minutes than there are with 30, and that makes me think maybe 15 minutes is the right amount of time. So I'm going to test it. Today we will have 15, and on Thursday today we will have 30, and on Thursday we will have 15 minutes. And I'm going to be looking at the number of listeners to decide which is the best number. I do use a fairly large segment of the program to play meditation music, and maybe my music isn't your music, which is okay. So with that said, Thursday's program is going to be 15 minutes. Today's will be 30. I'm testing the numbers to see when we get the most number, because obviously I want to reach the most people that I can. But here's the fact, folks. If the only person I meet is one person who listens to this program on an archive, that is one person that I am destined to be introduced to through this program, and I would be happy. I believe in a certain intuitive quality to things. I believe in synchronicity, so I would be happy. Now, today's music is going to be by Anahata, A-N-A-H-A-T-A. We're going to do Heaven, and we're going to do Light and Love. 4 years, my signature block was Love and Light. I believe that they are the same thing. They are synonymous with God, and they just lift me up. And so when I saw that someone had actually prepared a song that almost said that, I thought, that's the music I need to play today. And I liked it. But once again, I like those kind of intonation music. Probably comes as no surprise that my favorite music is probably jazz. I like the movement of the instruments. I like the synthesizer. I like the feel in my chakra system. And so that music really touches me, and I believe each and every one of you have music that touches you. For Bob, it's symphonies, it's classical music that just fills his heart with joy. So obviously we probably should put some of that on here. It's just hard to find a short piece for classical, even if you wanted to go 10 minutes. Don't you agree, Bob? He's not here, but. So here we are, folks. We're going to be continuing the meditation series. I've given you a mantra or a chant that you can use when your mind is troubled. You can also use it any time that you just want to get yourself level with the earth. And remember that all you have is now, and that everything is okay just the way it is. Now, we've talked about setting the stage, creating an atmosphere, and everybody does it differently. As I've told you, I do it by sitting in the room. I have my chimes. I have my little fountain. I have my incense. I have a room that, until it was invaded with my computer because I needed to have my guest room for something else, was called my prayer room. When I have a different house, I will have a prayer room again. I used to have just a little cabinet, and I had like an altar, and I put all my stuff in the cabinet with doors, and I closed the doors up. And I set a big pillow out in the room, and when it was time to sit down and get in a lotus position, or as close to that as I can get, bam, there I was, sitting in front of my cabinet, opening the doors, pulling out my stuff, clanging my bowl and my chimes, lighting my incense, and bringing my soul to a place of being at one with the universe. So the atmosphere is important. Do whatever makes you happy and content. The next thing that is important, obviously, is that you get your mind to a place where it's as calm as it can be. And we do that through breathing. And together we'll breathe in just a few minutes. The next thing that we've talked about is something I brought to the table on Sunday, which is the magic word, Om. Om is more a sound than a word. You see it spelled variously from O-M to A-U-M. Whatever word it is, it does have a wonderful quality to it. There's a great meditation practice book out there by Wayne Dyer, that uses the Lord's Prayer and has you use the concept of Om, the opening up of your crown chakra, the aligning of your chakras, the final thing that we've talked about, the opening of them with the word Om. Now, obviously, when you're out in public, you can't verbalize that word, but a lot of people don't realize you don't have to say anything out loud. God's sitting right there beside you. He or she or whatever word you use to describe Allah, Yahweh, the Great Spirit, the Divine One, the Divine Mother, is holding your hand, waiting to connect a part of your mind, giving energy to those words, and all will be well, soothing your spirit with them. So we've got the right environment going. It's set up. You're sitting down comfortably, ready to begin breathing and aligning your chakras. And now I want you to join with me, aloud or in your mind, and we're going to open our crown chakra with the word Om. And once again, because breathing is so important, you're going to take your first deep breath through your feet, imagining it coming from your feet. With your nose, you're going to align your body. You're going to bring that breath up. You're going to feel your base chakra begin pounding red, moving next to the orange of the sacral chakra, moving next to the healing zone of the solar plexus, that glorious yellow. And as you move past that, pull that healing energy with you. You're going to come to the green of your heart chakra, the zone of love. You're going to come up and bring out the pulsating blue of your throat chakra, moving to the lilac of the third eye or the brow chakra. And then you are going to move up, and as you come to the crown chakra, imagining it opening, allow the energy to go down through your back, traversing the chakras from the back, blowing out your air. And as you blow out your air, cleanse your body. Now with the next breath, we're going to do Om. Filling your lungs. Om. Blowing out the air. Om. Blowing out the air. We are now aligned together. As we do this meditation practice, let us reach our arms out and not do it solo, but do it all one, connected with all things. Feel the energy of those who are listening now and those who will listen later. Feel their touch in your hand. Pass through your hands love, caring, joy. Invite everyone in, those who are part of the circle and those who are not. open the box so there is no us in them. Let us send loving, caring thoughts to all of the universe, to all that are, those we love and those we don't. Let us carry forth with that energy, feeling the world encased in the loving energy, knowing that one person can make a difference and that you are exactly the person to do that by your actions and interactions with others. Let us send caring, warm, gentle thoughts to others. Not for the things that we think are right, but for their wisdom to see that the things that one should engage in are cloaked to the core in love. And many times the question, would love do this next, will tell you whether you're on the right path or not. Recognizing the things that tend to glorify our individual ego may be things that take away from another's energy and may be unloving. I can feel the pulse of us joining together. I can feel the energy of our union. And now I'm going to read today's passage. For those of you who want to read it after the meditation or want to read it before, it's always in my blog space, which is listed either on top of or below the program that we're doing. Jungles become overgrown with foliage, which dies without the light. Humans allow past mistakes to create a wall of fear, which blocks the light. Light is essential to survival of all things. All things are divine. The Divine One created you with the expectation that you would remember your Creator and reminded you by telling you His name, the Great I Am. Say it and believe it, now act it. I'm going to play Love and Light for just a few minutes here. And during that, I want you to meditate with the chant, I am. I am enough. I am love. I am loved. Let's hear this. Light and love, please stay with me.
Thank you.
the loving energy of the universe into yourself. Remembering that when the Divine One said, "I am that," He meant you. And then, as you're moving through the day, search yourself for your divine action. Feel the energy of the universe coursing through your chakras. Align. Feel yourself filling up energy from your crown chakra, driving all of your fears, your negative thoughts about yourself, your anger about what happened yesterday, down, down, down through your body. Feel your healing ability that's in your solar plexus. Energize your blood to flow freely through your body in celebration of you. There is no sin in you. There is no sin in loving yourself. We are told in every religious text, love others as you love yourself. Frankly, folks, I heard somewhere once that God doesn't create trash. And you are God created. You are part of the universe, part of the Divine One. In you rest yourself. And as you meditate and you allow the music to take you through the joy that it can provide, the sentence, and as you allow your senses to light up and believe that you are valuable, setting aside your prejudgments of yourself, it is when you do that that you begin the process of remembering, R-E-M-E-M-B-E-R, reuniting, reconnecting, becoming a part of, again, the universe. You tap your divine nature. Now, for conclusion, we're going to do Anahata Heaven, and I'm going to invite you again now to feel the energy of the music coursing through your body and believe that it is an invitation. Each note, each stroke, each vibration as it moves up and each crescendo and each part as it calms down and slows is for you. It's a reminder of your value in a world that presents a roller coaster life. You are enough. I am loved. Here is an Anahata Heaven. day, my friend. May love enfold you, and all will be well.